And that moves us into our third topic, which is the overlap system, and that being used as a pest management technique into which both these products can work. So explain what the overlap approach to weed management actually is.
What the overlap is talking about from a soil applied standpoint, overlapping different sites of action to extend that residual control as long as possible. Again, it's a function of, because the post-emerge is becoming not as effective, we need to do as much as we can pre-emerge. And so with FMC, we'll put one of the authority products out, and then we'll follow with Anthem, which is a different site of action, early post-emerge, which then can extend that residual. So we're bringing effective multiple sites of action against that amaranth species, and it's really targeted, in my mind, towards the amaranth, whether it's the water hemp or the Palmer pigweed, that we need to control as much as we can in the soil. And a lot of times the pre-emerge products that are used in soybean are a lot of the PPO type products. They need to be applied before that soybean germinates or the soybean emerges, and so it limits the residual that you can have with some of these products. And so bringing in another site of action, a different site of action, post-emerge, is just extending that. And so that's kind of the terms that a lot of the universities have talked about with overlapping residuals.
Well, why do you think that the growers should consider this overlap system approach? And what benefits do you think this provides for growers?
Because there's so many emergence events with a species like water hemp and Palmer pigweed, and they can germinate later in the season, we need that residual to prevent them from germinating, because our post-emerge products are starting to become obsolete or ineffective. In some of the most severe cases, not only is there resistance to the glyphosate, but products like the PPOs are also resistant. So you take those two sites away from your post-emerge arsenal, we don't have anything really to control them post-emerge. And so if the post-emerge can't control any emerge water hemp or Palmer, then we need to control it pre-emerge. And by overlapping and strengthening that pre-emerge, we're seeing better weed control. The other big factor is, as Palmer pigweed is starting to become more of an issue, it is so much more aggressive than water hemp. It grows so much quicker that we can go from, you know, a 1-inch Palmer pigweed, and in 2 days, it's past the label size for a lot of post-emerge products, because it can grow 1 to 2 inches per day. So we can go from a 1-inch Palmer pigweed to a 5-inch Palmer pigweed, which the 1-inch we can control, the 5-inch we cannot control. And so, you know, we need to, because of that growth in the physiology of that plant, we need to move more of our weed control pre-emerge.
Give an example of how the overlap approach would work for soybean growers using the Authority products in Marvel.
There's many ways that a person could go. You know, one way a person could put an Authority product down pre-emerge and then come back post-emerge with a glyphosate Marvel application that's bringing, you know, numerous effective sites of action pre and post to control some of your most difficult weeds, particularly some of the amaranth species like water hemp and Palmer. A slight variation for people that are even having more issues and more resistance issues, they may put an Authority product down, followed by Anthem, then followed by a Roundup Marvel application. So we're really throwing, you know, a lot of weed control at that species, because it is becoming such an issue, and we can't control as well post-emerge, so we got to move more to the pre-emerge. And so, again, many people are into that avenue that are already doing those multiple applications because it's a necessity, and, again, they're very, very happy with that overlapping residuals, the authority priority product followed by the Anthem, doing a great job, and then just cleaning up with a post-emerge treatment.